Hello and welcome to Women in Retail Talks. In this episode, you'll hear a short clip from a Q&A session with Nizzy Renaud, Chief Marketing Officer at Zazzle, held during the recent 2019 Women in Retail Leadership Circle On the Road San Francisco event. Women in Retail Leadership Circle co-founder Melissa Campanelli speaks with Nizzy about her leadership style, tips on giving employee feedback, lessons from her career, and more. And now, on to the show.
So I'm going to switch gears a little bit, and let's talk a little bit about you as a leader, since you've been, you know, in business for so long, and so many, you have so many folks that look up to you and that have worked for you. Do you think your employees would describe you if they were to describe you as a leader?
Okay, well, it's a little awkward because one of them is in the crowd right now. Hi, Monica. She said not to call her out, but there she goes. Don't call her out. She's an amazing, amazing colleague of mine who I've worked with for 5 years. It's part of my team. So through the years, I've learned a few things. I think one is I want to lead the way I want to be led, right? So that's something that really drives me and governs how I think about my day-to-day and how I think about my interactions with everyone. So there's a few things that have come from that. There's a few tenets that I hold dear. One is being kind, but being direct, right? Getting to the point, giving people feedback in the moment. And the other is having people's back. Right? Being supportive, being a cheerleader, being incredibly outward about that cheerleading, and being private when you have to give that feedback. So that's something that's really, really important to me. And like I said, I hold that incredibly dear. There's a few other things I'm driven by in terms of thinking about my team, and that's we all want to grow, and you know that's something I look for when I interview people as well, right? Carol Dweck's mindset research out of Stanford, right? Growth mindset versus fixed mindset. And you know, I'm always looking for people who have that growth mindset. If you have growth mindset, you're interested in things. You want to know more, you want to learn other things. So for me as a leader, I'm always thinking about how am I finding other opportunities for you to sort of grow, spread your wings. And the good thing about working in companies like I've worked at is that you can have that opportunity, right? It's not that rigid. So those are a few principles that I've sort of embodied, but really for me, it's sort of, I think long and hard about, is this something I would be okay with if someone was sort of asking me to do something or in how they are communicating with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned feedback, and that's such an important topic.
Yeah.
We just had a panel at our last event where we talked about that quite a bit. And I liked what you just said, how you kind of give it in the moment.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about feedback, and like how you kind of give it, and you know, what are some tips around that? I just think it's so important.
Sure. Look, I think one of the things that I do with people, and hi Monica, she's looking it's nerve-wracking, is I establish ground rules, right? So if you're working with me, and if we're creating a team, or if we're creating a sub-team, is we have ground rules. And part of those ground rules could be, especially with Slack, especially with email, especially with text, I always tell people, I am verbose when I'm talking to you. So when you are reading an email from me or a Slack from me, which is going to be very quick, do not read into that other than how I would be talking to you. And so that's something I do. So in the moment, I will Slack someone and say, hey, try this again. Here's why. The other part of giving feedback, and again, this is how I like to get feedback, is context. So while I'll move quickly to give feedback, I will always take those extra 2 minutes and give you the context as to why. Mm. That it's not just coming from up above or it's not just coming from my head, but here's why I want you to make this change. Mm. So that's really important to me in terms of being in the moment. And with so many different vehicles and ways to give feedback, establishing those ground rules and sort of people aren't sort of bent out of shape if it's sort of a little bit more to the point. Is really, really
That's
important.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody can relate to that.
Yes.
So you did talk about a growth mindset when hiring. What are some qualities, though, that you look for when you're hiring employees? And, like, how are you able to sniff out those qualities when you're interviewing?
Yeah. So there's kind of two things, right, that I'm always looking for. One is, of course, the skill set and the checking in terms of that aspect. The second is I'm a big fan of behavioral interviewing.
Behavioral
interviews. So when you're asking those kinds of questions, I'm looking for two things with behavioral interviews. One is your self-awareness, and the second is your mindset. So one of my favorite things to ask, two things. One is to usually, at the second interview, just completely turn the tables and say, we've got an hour together, I'm yours, you're interviewing me. To see how people rise to that occasion, seize the moment, don't seize the moment. Love doing that because I can get so much out of the questions that they're asking me and how they react to my answers, so that's one. Mm-hmm. And the second is I tend to ask the questions around if I contacted your current colleagues, what would they say are your areas of growth? Or what's a misperception of you that someone may be thinking right now? And I find that those questions are really illuminating in terms of understanding, is that person self-aware? But also, do they have a mindset that, you know, people may be thinking that, you know, I'm kind of quiet and introverted, but the truth is here and this is how I get around it, right? So for me, it kind of covers those two bases in terms of the self-awareness and in terms of mindset. So those are sort of my tips and tricks. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, a couple more questions. One of the things that we like to talk about here at Women in Retail is we don't like to say failures, but you know, a favorite mistake maybe is a good way to put it, or something maybe negative that you may have experienced in your career, and how you're sort of able to turn it around and make it a positive. So, is there anything that you can share, like any story or anecdote around that, or?
Yes, there's no alcohol here yet, so we'll have to wait for the specifics a little later. But you know, there's themes. One is there was a book out, you know, Checklist Save Lives. I also say Checklist Save Careers. You know, and we didn't talk about it, but I started off my career agency side, and there's definitely been some bad incidences there. And since then, I've sort of become that very type A person and insisting on checklists. So that's one theme that I have in terms of checklists save careers. Another one is with these passionate communities that I've been involved with, I sort of had that sense of not wanting to be out there. Right, and this is a common thing, and it's not a gendered thing, but it is something where if people come at you, and they come at you when you're sort of a leader, when you're the face of something, and what I was doing was I was shrinking. I was like, I don't want my face on the website. Back when I was at Etsy, in the early days of Etsy, there was a site called Etsy Bitch, which existed to take us down, to sort of take every move that we were making, and write sort of a scathing review. Not the same as Regretsy, which was about the products on Etsy, if people remember that.
I don't remember that.
But if you worked at Etsy, you knew about Etsy Bitch, and you knew kind of how vicious, this was someone who trolled us. And I was like, I don't want my face, like it just sort of lived in the sphere. And the way I got over it was like, don't shrink. With all due respect to Taylor Swift, just shake it off. And that's something sort of, because it was a mistake in that I was sort of like, I don't want to be out there, don't feature me, I don't want to be, like, you know, because sort of they're going to come for me, they're going to come at me. And so that's become a very big life lesson in terms of sort of a quote-unquote mistake. Yeah.
So you feel like perhaps if you were out there, maybe it could have been different, or you could have felt better about
the
situation?
Yeah, I felt better. Like, you know, my job was to grow the business, right? So putting myself out there is part of it, right? And sort of the concept of shrinking right. oneself. So now really it's sort of a mantra: don't shrink, shrug it off, or shake it off.
Right.
That's a big one. And then the other lesson I had was people always ask, why do you leave companies, or why did you leave companies? And I've definitely made some mistakes there. Mm-hmm. So now the lesson I've learned there is, do you need to leave or do you need to take a vacation? And that is, And that is truly a question one should ask oneself, right? Like, you know, is it just that I'm burnt out and I'm over this place? Or is it that I'm just burnt out? And I've learned that the hard way as well. Mm. So there are some words from someone who's been through it.
Jumping ahead, so what are some goals? Like, another thing we talk about here a lot is goals. Can you talk a little bit about maybe some personal goals and professional goals you have for the big 2020 coming up? sounds so scary, 2020, to me.
It does sound scary, and it's exciting, too. So this is going to sound strange, but, you know, someone who's admittedly type A, goal-driven, one of the things I've been really conscious of is actually being present and living in the moment. Mm. So when I do my goal setting, and I've tried this out the past 2 years, and certainly going into 2020, is I definitely set goals. But I try and do it in a way that I'm setting a theme for myself, like this year's theme. Mm. So my current year's theme is movement. And within that, if you think about movement, right, like, so I've signed up for kickboxing class, I wanted to move a few things forward career-wise, things like that. But for 2020, I think my theme is connection. Hmm. So if you'd like to connect with me. and I'm looking to explore what does that mean? How can I be more connected and more connected in with myself, more connected in with others? Mm. So that's very, very woo. It's very Bay Area woo.
It ties in, though, to what you were saying earlier about how the company is now going to be out there more, and you're going to be, you know, it's tasked with getting the word out there more. So I can see how that would be a good.
Yeah. So that's the theme, and I think within that there's specific things. And I'll be honest, I'm even in my advanced age, I'm noodling going back to school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. So that's something I've been thinking about a lot as well in terms of that spirit of
business
connection.
School or
no? London School of Economics has a master's in science in behavioral science, and if people have been following behavioral economics. And which is sort of a new burgeoning field. It's definitely something that's very interesting to me, as you may have guessed, given some of my background. So that's something I've been noodling as well. They actually have it as an executive program. So that's
so
one
cool.
that I've been thinking about.
Yeah. Great. So we have one more question, and then I'm going to open it up. So what is your favorite quote?
It's a tough one. Love me a good quote. what's coming to mind right now is, whatever you are, be a good one. And that's Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at wirlc.com/podcasts for show notes. Women in Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Women in Retail Talks.